7th peg above Vasra Mishnah 3. We're talking about somebody sells a piece of land and he says, I'm selling you this piece of land and I'm going to measure with a measuring rope. And then afterwards he said, I'm going to get more or less. So he says, I'm selling you, I'm going to measure it more or less. The question is, which of those two lishonos is the ikar, is the real one, and which one is the one which we don't go by? So it's a bit like chasu yasa midul chevel. The second statement overrides the first one, and therefore we say that he could approximate it, which we learned before, up to a certain amount, is allowed to be off with his measurement. He said the other way around. In chasu yasa midul chevel, he first said that approximately, and then afterwards he said exactly. Also, the second lashon is one that overrides the first one. Divrei Ben Anas. This is the opinion of Ben Anas. Yeah, the Rambam is paskin that we don't go by the last one; we go by the lower of the two. To Safik had a paskin and Meila. Safik, which is the Iker lashon, we go by the smaller two. You see, Manav Meitzarov, if he said, I'm selling you a base kul within these borders that he delineated. So, if the amount ended up, he said, this is a base kul, and he gave the borders. It ended up those borders were a sixth less than a base kul. So, lemaisa, the deal goes through. But if it was more than a sixth off, then you have to change the price, take off from the price. The idea behind this is because even though he said that it's a base kul, but Misad Hasheni, he showed him exactly the borders, the person saw the borders, so since he saw the borders and accepted it, he's entitled to this mistake up to a sixth.